Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Welcome back.
I was just in two minds of whether to stop and do the recording in a minute, go and make a coffee and then come back, because I just realised we
got no drink.
Got no coffee, no Captain Morgan's.
Nothing. Diddly squat.
Going on.
Shall I go and pop the kettle on?
Too late now, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
To crack on.
All right, fine. Soldier on, we do.
So, it's another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. And it's been an all right week, I think.
Yeah.
It's been all right.
Do you know what? It's felt more routine having it back in our life.
Yeah.
Well, certainly my life, anyway. I've felt like the week's felt more defined. There's that like point in the week, Tuesday, record time.
That you work towards.
Yeah, it is. Monday can be a struggle, whereas I got this to look forward to on a Tuesday.
Tuesday morning prep.
Yep.
Back this morning.
Yep.
Because if you remember last week, we were discussing that I got up at silly o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning to prep a podcast today. It was more civilised. It was at a proper time.
More human hour.
It was. I started at 8:30 this morning.
That's pretty nice.
That's good.
That's a nice normal hour.
Managed to get it all done by 11 o'clock.
Smashing. In the bag.
Hi.
Job done. So good week then for you? All right?
It's been all right. Full of work and...
Children?
Yeah, the normal stuff. Looking after my kids.
As it would be. we need a drink, I'm telling you, mate. We're
going
to die.
I'll tell you something. So much strange that happened to Elliot. He went to bed on Saturday night.
Right.
Nothing on his face. Woke up the next day, and he's got a perfect circle mark on the front of his face.
Has he been sleeping on a bowl?
I didn't know what caused it.
Right.
Because I thought maybe he slept on a cup or something.
Yeah, that's like that kind of shape. Like you've slept on
a... I was like, how the hell has he got a circle on his face? So by Sunday night, he still had this circle on his face.
Yeah.
This then became very puzzling. But then I remember that Saturday night, during the night, I woke up to hear him messing around out here in the hallway.
Right, okay,
the back door.
Yeah.
And he's like, Daddy, where are you?
Was he asleep? Like, was he half
asleep?
Well,
he's half asleep. And he's at the back door and I hear him messing with the door. And he's like, Daddy, where are you? I'm like, I'm in here, son, get in here. Etc.
Did you go?
Grizzly bear.
I'm a dinosaur.
Right. Grumpy bear. So he comes in, gets in the bed.
Yeah.
I think I ain't moving. He can stay there. So we both go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up the next morning. Walk out of the bedroom door. Walk down the hallway.
Yeah.
And I see that my back door is wide open. So he's gone out, opened the door, and then got into my bed and fallen asleep. But could this be where he got the mysterious circle on his face?
What would he have
now,
got
I was thinking, we were
from?
Taking the piss out of aliens last week.
We were.
So I'm just wondering whether they've abducted my child.
Off the back of listening to the podcast.
Yeah, they've come, they've opened the back door, they've seen my son, they've opened the back door, and they've took him away and put a circle on his face. That'd teach him for taking the piss. That's one theory I had.
Right, okay.
Well, that was the second theory. First one, fell asleep on the cup.
Yeah.
Two, aliens took him.
Right, yeah. Any more?
Well, I then had to try and work out the sane reason for why.
The logical excuse.
Well, he had to go to play school. And you have to declare previous marks to them. So that if your child is marked at the play school.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, it's
so
all
they run into a door. They run into a door and
it's all
scratch the right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's all happening, right? So I had to try and work out what had gone on.
Please,
because
tell
I've
me
got
if
to
you're...
tell them that he's got a circle on his face. So during the weekend when I've been at work, I found out that they had been dressing up as superheroes, and some of these superheroes have masks, and they were all sharing the mask, and they've all got the colds.
Right. Yeah,
and. It looks like he put the circle mask on his face and he got a bit of a reaction either to the latex or to the snot on it. So that's what happened. But I like the alien story, so...
I'll definitely say go with the alien story.
So that's been my week.
Fair enough. So Tickety boo.
Tickety boo.
Tickety boo. Tickety boo. Tickety boo. Tickety boo. Tickety boo. Tickety boo. Tickety boo. Tickety boo.
Go on, then. How was yours?
Mine's been pretty good. Yeah, I was out the weekend. Obviously, it was date night, which you don't agree with or whatever. But yeah, went out to London. Didn't touch any handrails, you'll be pleased to know. I've come back with no flu and lurgy. Went a bit of dinner, a bit of shopping, mulching around, saw a show. Quite good. And then playing the American football on Sunday. Yeah. I was showing Oliver, earlier. All the cuts and growth. Because he's got this tiny little...
I thought you were going to get your muscles out then. I was showing Oliver.
Your muscles.
Earlier.
The gun show. Guns.
Yeah, gun show.
No, because he was saying about he's got a little scratch on his leg. And I went, that's not a scratch. I went, that's a scratch. That one there and this one over here. I've got one over this arm.
Yep.
But that's what you get for being a silly bugger and diving around on AstroTurf.
Well, I've told you, haven't I? It's a stupid idea.
But my week has been good. My week has been tickety-boo as well.
All right. Oh.
Tickety-boo, 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 tickety-boo.
How was Mother's Day? Mother's Day was right. I was at American football on Sunday. So I was out for a few hours, then came home, had a bit of dinner. Nan was over.
Yeah. Saw Nana Jelly, Mama Jelly. What did you get her?
As in my mum's mum, so not right. Nana Jelly. No.
What did you get Mama Jelly?
Chocolates.
Chocolates.
Yep.
I bought my mum flowers. Now, yeah. I don't like buying flowers because it's basically leaving money there to die over the next few days.
Yeah, have some dying
in
money.
Some water. But I thought I'd buy my mum some flowers. A little quick game. How much do you think I spent on these flowers?
Knowing you, but then thinking it's Mother's Day, compromise between the two. 10p Powis. Flowers quite expensive for Mother's Day. £10?
Not £10.
Higher or lower?
Higher, higher.
Oh, £25.
Bang on, Mish.
Oh.
Bang on. £25 I ended up spending on flowers. Spit and feathers all the way.
£25?
£25, mate. Oh, it's fucking flowers. It's mad. Well, because someone says I have to like show my mum that I love her on this day.
But you love her every day, so...
Exactly. I buy my mum presents on every day, but I would feel bad. And maybe she's not thinking this, but I'm thinking if I didn't get her anything, she'd sit at home thinking that I don't love her.
That's what you're thinking.
So I'm kind of forced to do it. Just like when you're in a couple, you're forced to do Valentine's Day. When you're single, you fuck it off. You just ignore it. It's great. But when you're together with someone and you're madly in love, you have to acknowledge it because one of you in the relationship, even though both of you would probably say stuff like, oh, yeah, nah, I ain't really too fussed about Valentine's Day. They still fucking expect something on February the 14th. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we've got an agreement. We're not massively... we did when we first got together. You make a lot of effort, and then slowly but surely, you sort of go, this is kind of spending money on something we don't need to spend money on.
Quickly,
go on.
What's the cheapest flowers that you've bought your missus?
Easy,
flowers.
Well, this is easy because I've only ever
They looked expensive.
This is irrelevant because I've only ever bought flowers once.
All right, not very romantic now, are you, Rob? So yeah, £25 those flowers cost me, and I made a point of saying to my mum when I handed across those flowers.
£25 they were?
No, I didn't tell her the price, but I went, they ain't no supermarket flowers, just so you know. She went, oh, I know, I can see they're expensive. I'm like, good, good.
I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah, good. So it's been all about the mums?
Yes, it has, yeah.
All about the women as well. Today,
the ladies,
Tuesday, recording the podcast, it's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to all the mums.
All the mamas.
All the mums.
Single mums.
Single mums. Any mum. Your mum.
Your mum.
Women.
All the bloody women. All the bloody women. All the bloody women. All the bloody women. All the bloody women. All the bloody women. All the bloody women. Now put your hands up.
Yeah, International Ladies' Day. So, lots of days for the women recently.
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Men ain't interested in Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah,
and
but not
International Ladies' Day.
Yeah, Women's Day.
Women.
Yeah, Day. That as well.
So, I don't know how you feel about your mum, but how would you feel if Beyonce was your mum?
Life would be very different.
It'd be all right, wouldn't it, to have Beyonce as your mum?
What? Because that would mean that Jay-Z was my dad.
Exactly right, you know? How cool is that kid Blue Ivy?
Just by default.
She wins that whole game of my mum is better than your mum.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's not, oh, my mum's better than your mum.
Oh, my mum's Beyonce. My mum can speak French. Yeah, well, my mum's Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly. It trumps everything.
My dad could beat your dad up. Yeah, but my dad can hire a hitman.
So, video came out of Beyonce performing at Blue Ivy's school fundraiser.
No way.
Yeah. Busted out a few of her hits and also sung a Whitney Houston track. So how cool is that?
That is very, very cool.
Do you reckon Blue Ivy gets embarrassed by the fact that her mum is Beyonce as well? Like, oh, she's bloody singing again. She's on about those bloody women.
All the bloody women.
Yeah, do you reckon she gets embarrassed?
I imagine she probably does get slightly embarrassed. I imagine there's probably an element of, oh,
yeah,
I just can't do normal thing. But then actually, saying that, don't really know what normal is.
Yeah. All right. That's true. So I've got a clip of Beyonce performing at Blue Ivy's school. That's all we got.
Beautiful.
That was in the news. That was something
that's
I spotted.
Special,
just thinking, how cool is that? How cool, anyway, would it be to have a pop star as a mum? Unless you were Mariah Carey's kid. Yeah, for
you. I knew you were going to do that.
No one wants that.
No.
This may be tenuous.
Okay.
But this is the theme for this week's quiz.
What, they're all mums?
They're all mums. They're all pop mums.
Oh,
all famous pop mums.
Oh, crikey, that's not narrowed it down a lot, is it?
Okay, and...
So no Taylor Swift.
We are introducing... I know we were talking about a new game last week.
This new
game actually fits in with our quiz. So we've got a new format to the quiz. The quiz will work the same. I put lyrics through the lyric machine. It reads them out to Rob. Rob has to guess who that artist or band is. Today it will be a pop mummy.
Right, perfect. So okay, everything is normal.
Bit stays the same.
But, I can see a but coming.
But, there's a craze on YouTube at the moment. Over 1 million videos on YouTube of people playing the game Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled.
So these are jelly beans.
Right.
But they're not normal jelly beans.
No.
Some of them tastes nice, like they should. You know, like a blueberry.
Or a strawberry.
Like a strawberry, like a lime.
Pineapple.
In this pot, you've got some that look like that, but don't taste like that.
Okay.
So, you get a nice green looking one. What do you think it is?
Could be a lime one.
Lime.
Could be even apple.
Bang on. Bang on.
All right.
Lime.
Yep.
But if you pick that green one up and popped it in your mouth, Robert, and it tastes like lawn clippings.
Oh, no. It's going to taste like grass.
So this is the way the quiz is going to work. From now on, if you get one wrong, you get one of these. You have to eat one of these jelly beans. Now, it's a pretty cool way of how it's selected. This pot... And we'll put a photo up on the Twitter, WCWSWP. All you have to do with the pot, Rob, pop it up, pull it down, and look, a jelly bean appears on the top like magic. Ooh.
Random.
But that is a white one. So that, Robert, could either be a coconut-flavoured jelly bean or a jelly bean that tastes like baby wipes. So that's what you would have to eat.
Okay.
All right, so you think, well, that's not fair because... Now, every time I get one wrong, I'm going to have to eat a jelly bean.
What happens if I get it right?
Well, if you get it right, I will have to do exactly the same. All right? So
okay.
I am now more involved in the quiz myself. All right? I can now win the
quiz.
Hang on,
hang on,
hang
on, hang on, hang on. Are you going to... You're going to fix this up, aren't you? To be really, really difficult.
I'm not going to fix it.
Sure?
I'm fair play,
Scouts honour.
I'm fair play.
What was that? Was that Scouts honour?
No, that's just me, like me.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hands up.
So, are we ready to start this week's quiz? Is everyone clear? Are you clear
I'm
on
clear.
The noodles? Yep.
Very Great. Clear, yeah.
All right.
Get it wrong, eat a jelly bean.
And why not buy some online and play along.
Whee!
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. Look, like magic, a coffee appeared. Are you ready to start this week's quiz? It's Pop Mums, but
ready.
What Pop Mum is this?
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby.
So what are we saying?
I haven't got a clue.
Not a clue? A pop mummy.
Pop mummy.
It's hard to say with a cold day.
Yeah.
Pop mummy.
I don't think she's a mum, but the only person that came to mind was Katy Perry.
Not Katy Perry.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, oh. My body's saying, let's go. Oh, oh. But my heart is saying no. No.
Christina Aguilera and Genie in a Bottle. I watched the video to that earlier on, Robert.
What a tune.
She didn't look like a mum in that video, did
no.
she? Hey?
Okay, so...
You know that song? That
15
years old.
I was about to say, it's got to be the turn of the century.
15 years old. Right, so... You've got the pot in your hands. Yeah. I'm going to let you pull the pot up and reveal the jelly bean, but not until this. Go.
Oh, it's a white one.
It's a white one.
Well, it looks white, so it could be coconut or it could be baby wipes.
Okay.
Have we got a bucket of some sort here?
Is that the white one? No, you have to eat it, Rob. You have to eat it.
Do I have to chew it?
That is either buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
Oh, no.
You have to chew it.
Oh, this is a terrible...
Come on.
Quickly, over and done with.
You've got to chew it.
It's not that bad. Can't work out what it is, though. Oh, no, it's horrible.
That's disgusting. What does it taste like, Robert? Say what you feel. Say no. What you feel. What is it? Come on. Have you finished it yet? Open your mouth. Oh.
Oh, that was disgusting. That was rotten egg.
Rotten egg. Great. Are we ready for question number two?
Can I go home now?
Right, okay.
It's oh so quiet. It's oh so still. You are all alone and so peaceful until.
What the hell is that's not a clue?
That is a clue.
It's oh so quiet. It's oh so still. You are all alone and so peaceful until.
Who is that pop mummy?
Well, with the sparseness of the lyrics, I'm going for something older. I'm going to say Celine Dion.
Not Celine Dion.
It's oh so quiet. Shush. Shush. It's oh so still. Shush. Shush. You are all alone. Shush. Shush. And so peaceful until... You fall
in love. A bajock. It's a pop mammy. I thought you would get that one, Rob. Alright.
There are so many words.
Are you ready?
Bean.
Oh.
Do I have to eat both of them because they've both come out of the pot?
Two have come out of the pot. What colour are they?
Both white.
They're both white.
So potentially I've got two more rotten eggs. Or a rotten egg and a baby wipe. Yeah. Or a rotten egg and a coconut.
Right. Just pick one. We won't go mad to begin with. Just pick one.
Can I put that one back in the pot?
Put that one back in the pot. Hang on. The pot.
Bean.
I think it's come back out of the... You deal with that for a minute. I'm going to eat this one because this is...
Coconut.
Yes, yeah! Coconut.
Oh, thank God for that. So now you know... I haven't fixed it. All right.
I'm going to save this one for at least a minute.
Tastes good, right? Mm. There are some good ones in there.
Yep.
There's also some bad ones in there. Right, are we ready to go again? How are we feeling for question number three?
Better now I've had something better that's, now. You know, okay. Edible.
Question number three.
Run just as fast as I can to the middle of nowhere, to the middle of my frustrated fears, and I swear... You're just like a pill. Instead of making me better, you keep making me ill. You keep making me ill.
Also, for International Women's Week, Gwyneth has joined the team.
Yes, I did notice. Yeah. Is she a mum herself?
She's a mum.
Okay, good. I recognise this one as well. Keep making me ill. Oh, hang on. What's her... flipping name. Pink.
Oh. Yes.
Run just as fast as I can to the middle of nowhere, to the middle of my frustrated fears, and I swear you're just like a pill. Instead of making me better, you keep making me ill. You keep making me...
You were right with Pink, a pop mummy. Now, all week since I received these beans in the post, I've been trying them on my friends. I have yet to try them myself. So, at the moment, still winning the quiz, by the way. It's 2-1 to me.
Bean.
Oh, that looks horrible. Don't look at the flavour. It's not...
No, I think we need to know beforehand what it's going to be, right?
You can't, no, because that's going to just enable you to brace yourself. And I think that's... Right. But that's orange. There's an orangey kind of golden colour.
That...
Could be...
Peach.
That'd be nice.
Or vomit.
Oh, come on,
please
vomit!
Please be peach.
Come on, vomit!
Please be peach.
Oh, just in case, this is the end of the podcast this week.
Come on, peach.
WCWSWP on Twitter, and you can see...
Come on, Peach.
You've got to eat it. No reaction.
It's Peach! Oh! Yes!
Right there. This makes the quiz much more fun.
I'm so happy. Question number four.
When you're feeling sad and lone, we will take you where you gotta go. Smiling and dancing, everything is free. All you need is positivity.
Ah, oh,
now I know this one as well.
Also, as well,
yeah.
A new thing I'm going to introduce into the quiz, just so you don't have longer on some questions than others. 10-second countdown. Answer.
Gwen Stefani.
No.
When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you got to go. Smiling and dancing, everything is free. All you need is positivity.
And lots of pop mummies there.
Are they all mums?
Now, 3-1 to me. I'm not sure whether they're all mums. Has Mal C got a kid?
Don't know.
It's irrelevant.
Bunton's got some.
Bunton's got one. Mal B's got one.
Posh has got one.
Posh has got one.
That's 3 out of 5, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Ginger. Right. So you ready for the jelly bean?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Go.
Bean.
Ooh, it's a blue one.
Now this one, I think, needs some improvement on the game because it's either
blueberry,
or
toothpaste.
Now I don't mind the taste of toothpaste.
No, because it's a taste that you're used to having in your mouth.
Right.
So.
So either way, you kind of get off with this one.
That's toothpaste.
Yeah, that's toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's not bad though, right?
No.
No.
Unless there's an evil aftertaste that's about to come.
Maybe. I don't know. I've only ever tried one and it was peach.
It's weird though because it's not normal to eat toothpaste.
Right.
But, no, I do that. That's all right. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, there's a forfeit one really, but... I think I've got away lightly there.
Final question. Who is this pop mummy?
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cues, I know I don't understand. Just how your love can do what no one else can.
Man, I am rubbish at female pop mums.
Pop mums.
My pop mums knowledge is very, very poor.
Right.
You
have to be a female as well to be a pop mum.
That's very true.
You have to be a... All the bloody ladies. Happy International Ladies'
Women's Day.
Oh, Women's Day.
Yeah, same thing.
Right, you've kind of...
So it's 3-1 to you, isn't it? What?
You've kind of...
What?
I haven't revealed yet. You've kind of...
Is it Beyonce?
No. Hang on.
Hang on, what's happened here?
Have you revealed the answer?
No, so hang on a minute. We're talking about mums.
Yeah.
I said I'm rubbish at my pop mum knowledge.
Yeah.
We bloody women.
Yeah. So what is the answer to the question?
I've no idea now. I can't remember what the question was. Can you try it again?
No.
Oh, crap. Adele.
Not Adele.
Oh, for God.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Because I know I don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can.
Beyonce is the pop mummy. She sings at school fakes and stuff.
Excuse me.
No, you asked, was that bloody ladies Beyonce? And I said,
I thought that's what you're talking about.
Is it Beyonce?
I'm having none of this.
Anyway,
you
that was another one.
You're me out
that
of it.
No, it was 4-1 this week.
No, you are one cheating bastard.
Here we go. Only one for me. It was the peach. Do you want to do this? I don't want to be accused of cheating. Are you ready?
What am I doing?
Push it down.
Bean.
I was about eight there. Oh, hang on.
Come on.
Bean.
There's three.
Go on then. We'll do one each.
Oh, good God. Well, I'm going to take the one that looks the worst, which is that orange one with the green and red bits on it.
All right.
I'm going...
Hang on. Don't put it in yet.
No. I'm going with the logic that the worse it looks, the better it tastes.
I have the white one. All right, okay. Right, shall we do the quiz outro? I won this week's quiz, 4-1.
No, 3-2.
3-2.
You right. won. I'll give you the win, but I'm not being beaten 4-1 on a cheat.
3-2. So that was this week's new and improved quiz for my mate Rob. That was a 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 quiz for my mate Rob. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Baby wipes. Hello. I'm a Giuseppe. And I got something special love for you this evening. Are you ready?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
When I was a boy, I just about to eighth grade. My mama used to say, oh, don't stay out the lights. Oh, with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe gonna flunk a school. And she said, boy, you make me sick. The thing I got to do, I can get a no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Oh boy, you're making me think just to make a lousy box. I got to feel it like a fool.
And that's what mama used to say.
And she said, what's the matter, you?
Hey,
I got to no respect. Oh, what do you think you do? Oh, why are you looking so sad? It's not so bad. It's not so place.
Ah, shut up your face.
Come a day, I'm gonna be a bigger star. Then I make a TV show and a movie, and I get to myself a new car. But still, I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. I still dance and I sing.
That's when mama says,
she said, what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
oh, why are you looking so sad?
Hey,
it's not so bad. It's not a place.
Shut up your face.
Come on! Hey, join in with us.
So what's the matter, you?
Hey, got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
So
sad.
Hey,
it's not so bad. It's not so
place.
Shut up
your face.
One more time, come on. What's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why are you looking so sad?
Hey,
it's not so bad. It's not so place.
Shut up your face.
So thank you to everybody who's been in touch with us in the past week on the Facebook.
Aye.
And also on the Twitter, WCWSWP. Thanks to everyone who listened to the first episode back last week. It did well on the numbers. We got a couple of rates and reviews out of it as well, which is good because they tell us that's important. So if you haven't managed to find some time to do that yet, if you do find some time, just pop along to iTunes and give it a rate and even write a review.
Just whack an emoji in there.
You can say it's shit. You can say whatever you want.
Just put one in there. It's fine.
Just put one in. It's important, apparently. So, did anyone contact us on the Gmails?
No emails.
Nothing on the Gmails. Have one this week, please? From one of the WCWSWP listeners, we would like a Gmail. So that's WCWSWP@gmail.com.
Indeed. So you can be the first to be that one if you want to do it. Do it right now.
While I was checking out the rate and reviews the other day, I realised that all of a sudden this podcast is now rated clean.
What do you mean clean?
Well, it used to be explicit. iTunes used to say, you know, you two, proper potty mouths, explicit. And that was our tag. But iTunes has obviously gone through our catalogue of past episodes. They have
deemed
had a listen.
To be tame enough?
And they have deemed us clean enough not to be explicit. Just as long as we don't say words like mother and we should keep that clean rating. So it is now family friendly, this show.
Family friendly.
All right. But before people find out that it is a family friendly show, I think we should dirty it up just a little bit.
Roll it around in the mud a bit.
Let's dirty it up. Come for on in. International Women's Day. And we're going to do it with the help of the great British motoring public. So, when you're out driving your car, someone cuts you up, you're on your own.
Excuse me, fine sir, don't do that again.
You call them something that you wouldn't generally call them to their face. You'd say something like, "Oh, you stupid c-," like that. And, you know, safe in the knowledge that they probably won't hear you.
I shake my fist in a 1930s sense.
So this great video has surfaced online.
It has.
And it's a compilation of loads of dashboard cameras which have caught instant reactions of drivers to, say, cutoffs or...
Just jumping out of a junction.
Yeah, just generally...
Generally driving like a twat.
Exactly. I don't drive because I can't be arsed with the asshole a bit. That's why I'm kind of stuck on the kind of motoring things that
would piss you
off. I'll
be honest, with the early hour driving that I do,
kids,
I don't
coming
get
out on bikes and stuff like that.
None of that at 4 o'clock in the morning, mate.
All right.
None of that at 4 o'clock.
So the way we're going to dirty this up is to play some of the finest of these dashboard cams. All right. There's some great ones here. Check the first few out.
Stupid fucking wanker.
Shitting Peugeot.
Fucking prick.
Fucking dickhead. You're an absolute fucking dickhead. You fucking... You knobhead.
I like how he beats himself
he
as well.
After
just
the
like
F-bomb.
We have to now, if we said. All right, so that's just some.
Yeah.
Some of my favourites. This is one of my favourites that I found.
And then she pulls in front of me and slows down, which is a way off there now, just as well, because I was just about. See what I mean? Stupid bitch. Absolutely stupid fucking bitch.
Happy International Women's Day. Also, I like this one.
Fuck's
sake. I like the soundtrack on that one. And a final one.
Fuck
my arse.
Shit in hell.
Jesus
Christ.
Can you
play the
one before?
Fuck my arse. Shit in hell. Jesus Christ.
It reminds me of my dad, because when my dad is out on the road driving, he stitches swear words together. So he'll say something like, face.
Can you put the other one back on with the radio on in the background? Right. The timing is.
Fuck's
a bit of Jamie Lawson in the background there.
Timing.
Just to help
timing is everything.
That's right.
Beautiful.
I think we did well there. The general British public.
So let's
on
see.
The roads, helping to dirty up this podcast. For the very last time.
Here's to another family-friendly episode. If we came, we saw, we podcasted.
Always clean.
Fuck my arse.
Shit in hell.
As the great Bill Murray once said,
"We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came, we saw, we came, we saw,
we kicked its ass.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass."
I'm never gonna get old that. The new WCWSWP outro.
Bang! In the bag, another one. Shoots and scores.
Just like the episode. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for
streaming. Stealing. Whatever you've done. Thank you.
Tell a friend. I told some lads in the office this week and they promised they would listen. They probably won't.
No.
Probably an empty promise. Have you kind of forced anybody to listen to it recently?
I've definitely done a deal.
With the devil?
A podcast swap.
Right.
I said, okay, you listen to mine, I'll listen to yours.
That's a good swap.
I'm not listening
to theirs.
If
you run a podcast, why not do a swap?
Yeah, why not? Let's do
We're listening to yours, you listen to us. We're up for that as well. Also, this week, we want to receive our first ever Gmail email. New jingle.
Absolutely. Right there. Cool. So that's that. You up to much?
I just got work and stuff piling up. Finally. Do you want to end with a bean? That's what she said.
Hey.
Right, which one?
I'll take the blue one.
All right. That's it for another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Wow.
We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down.
Vomit.